Hello and welcome to this edition of A Quick Pint. Now, what on earth is going on in Argentina? We have just seen the election of Javier Milei, known as El Loco, as the president of Argentina. And this is, of course, upsetting all of the right people. There are clear comparisons between himself and Donald Trump. He is a former TV presenter. He is not part of the traditional political establishment. He has all kinds of interesting radical policies, such as abolishing the Minister of Culture and abolishing the Minister of Women and dollarizing the economy and banning abortion and loosening gun laws and playing down the number of people that were killed under the dictatorship and running a lot of his campaign on TikTok and basically being anti-woke. Now, what is it, though? Why have the Argentinians elected this kind of unusual radical president? Well, the answer really is quite simple. Underlying it all is a change in the nature of the Argentinian population. 100 years ago, Argentina was one of the wealthiest countries in the world. And this was underpinned by an immigration policy where it deliberately brought in very high quality immigrants from all kinds of different countries. Now, at the same the policy changed round about the time of World War II, and then it started to bring in immigrants from everywhere, and in particular from other South American countries which surrounded it. And it also, at that time, brought in socialism. And so there was a big emphasis on equality, a big emphasis on workers' rights, and there was the coddling of workers. There was the extraction of resources from those who were producing the resources to give to those that did not have resources, to give to the workers. But gradually, of course, as the quality of the population changed over time, then there were fewer and fewer people that were able to produce these resources, that were able to produce money, basically, as a smaller and smaller pool of resource-producing people continuously having their resources extracted from them and given to the workers and so forth. Until eventually, just there aren't enough resources. You can't sustain the system. Not enough is being produced to sustain a socialist system. And so then you have a decline in living standards. At the same time, if people are becoming, let's put it simply, less intelligent, then there's going to be a decline in living standards. There's also going to be a rise in crime. There's going to be a collapse in social trust. And this is what we have seen in Argentina over the last 80 years or so. And it's got worse and worse and worse and worse and worse. There was an attempt in the 70s. There was a dictatorship under Galtieri to try and reverse this, but it didn't work. And now it's got to the point where the situation in Argentina is absolutely appalling. There is 80% of people that live in Argentina are reliant on government subsidy. So either they work for the state, for this enormous, complicated socialist state, or they are in some way reliant on subsidy from the state. 80%. So only 20% of people in Argentina are actually producing any of the wealth, and this is being extracted from them. Crime is so high that people that have any money are forced to live in gated communities. The inflation rate is 143%. Now, imagine what that means. That means that essentially the local currency is worthless, and Argentinians, in order for their savings to maintain their value, have to save in American dollars. And so all they can do is basically just keep vast amounts of American dollars at home. By law, Argentinians can only get 200 American dollars per month at the official exchange rate, which leads to corruption, which leads to a huge black market with people buying American dollars at an unofficial and expensive exchange rate. And so eventually you just get people that are just profoundly unhappy, that are just profoundly unhappy, profoundly angry and open to anything that makes them feel better, basically. And that's where you get Max Weber's idea of the charismatic. What is Max Weber's idea of the charismatic? The charismatic is basically a madman. It's a person who in normal times would come across as a madman. But he has the ability to make a cold world feel warm again. He has the ability to inspire people. He has the ability to make people think he's going to lead them. He has the ability to make people think that he can somehow make things better. He has this infectious charisma. And even though he may make all kinds of promises that he can't possibly keep, even though he may make promises that are ridiculous, in a time of profound stress, that is who is going to be attractive, obviously. And that is what has happened, of course, with Javier Milei. He is very much the Donald Trump of Argentina, a former TV presenter. He broke down in tears on TV when he was accused of being a Nazi. So he's very histrionic. He uses a chainsaw as part of his campaign because he's going to cut the state. Incredibly emotional and charismatic speaker and very, very attractive to people that are deeply unhappy who take the view that, well, it can't get any worse. Now, how is he going to dollarize the economy? They don't have any dollars. So realistically, how is that possible? How is he going to do it? It seems unlikely. He has out of over 172 senators or something in Argentina, he has only 7 senators that support him. He has very little support in the Argentinian sort of House of Representatives. He has very little support with which he could bring through any of his policies. And in that sense, it's quite like Donald Trump. But he has these radical policies, abolishing the Ministry of Culture, abolishing the Ministry for Women, legalizing the trade in human organs, loosening gun laws, banning abortion, which has only been legal in Argentina for 3 years. And so in 3 years, since 2020, he's risen from nothing to this. But this is just sadly predictable. If you have a country with a declining intelligence, which is unable to sustain the standard of living which people are used to, eventually it will, of course, degenerate into chaos. There won't be enough money. There won't be enough resources. And the result is that someone that is highly charismatic, such as this Milei fellow, is attractive. Am I optimistic about what he will do? No. It's simply basic human psychology. Get yourself into chaos, and someone like this, the madman, becomes profoundly attractive to you. Now, ladies and gentlemen, before you go, I must tell you that tickets for my Liverpool meetup and for my London Christmas dinner are almost sold out. So don't miss out on the opportunity to learn about the Neo-Byzantium that we are building. Click on the link below to reserve your place there now.
Are you ready for the future of the West?